Hi there. The word for you today is on how to succeed in business. In Genesis 33 verse 3, we read these words, "If you overdrive them, they will die." After being reconciled with his long-estranged brother Esau, Jacob agreed to accompany him back home for a celebration. Now, Esau, who was kind of like a fast-tracker, said, and I quote, "Let us go." But Jacob said, and this is recorded in Genesis 33, verse 12, "But Jacob said, you go on ahead." Then he explained to his brother why the children are weak, and the flocks and herds are nursing, and if men should drive them hard, the flock will die. "So I will lead on slowly at a pace the livestock and the children are able to endure." Jacob had great insight. He understood that if you push too hard sometimes, or take on too much, you can lose not only your business, but your family. And there's an important lesson here for you. In your quest to achieve, stay in balance. There must be a time for work and a time for rest, time for your career and a time for your relationships. The words, quote, "to love and to cherish," mean you are married to your spouse, not your job. When it comes to your home life, your character, and your spiritual walk, please understand this: evolution is not the natural order. Quite the opposite. What you leave unattended deteriorates. It doesn't evolve into something better. Dr. John Maxwell shared the following prayer with his friends at one of his recent birthday parties, and I quote, "Lord, as I grow older, I think I want to be known as thoughtful rather than gifted, loving versus quick or bright, gentle versus powerful, a listener more than a great communicator, available rather than a hard worker, sacrificial instead of successful, reliable not famous, content more than driven, self-controlled rather than exciting, generous instead of rich, compassionate more than competent." And you know what? That's a prayer we all need to pray.